Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today, and actually some of the dialogue that we're going to be having in the first hour will lead into some of the information during the second hour. During the first hour, we've got Adolfo Cerami is going to be talking about his progress. We're going to give us an update along with Dr. Andro, who has been blogging about Adolfo's progress. He is getting ready to compete and using some of the tactics that we've discussed on this show in the past. And then later in the show, we're going to have Mike Mahler coming on to talk about leptin, the super hormone that it really is. So let's get started. We've had Adolfo Cerami on the show before. Many of you poured your emails into me and even posted on Facebook talking about what a hero he is and a wonderful role model. How you doing, Adolfo?
I'm good. Yourself, Carl?
Fantastic. And, of course, Dr. Andro, who is a regular guest on Superhuman Radio all the way from Munster, Germany. How you doing, Dr. Andro?
I'm kind of close.
Good. Good. Very good. Okay. First of all, for those people who are not aware of what's going on with you, Adolfo, why don't you first explain the competition that you are preparing to endeavor and when it actually occurs?
Well, it's a annual thing. It's in Palm Beach, Florida, around March. I don't know the exact date yet, but I usually get the date probably 2 months out. But it's basically an annual national event for wheelchair bodybuilders, and it's a chance for guys in chairs to get their pro cards for the overall winner. So I actually started my prep early this year, so in my second week right now.
So,
and I usually start like around 12 weeks out.
Okay, so you're starting early this time.
Yeah.
Now, are you starting early because you're doing things differently?
Yes, that. And I've also noticed from just kind of seeing how other guys prep, like a lot of guys prep, they usually give themselves about, you know, maybe 20 weeks out also. And I've also noticed that 12 weeks, I just feel rushed, that I have to, like, I'm kind of racing against time trying to drop the body fat and do all that stuff. And I don't have time to experiment or try different things. So the 20 weeks out, I think I get a lot of time to just experiment and, you know, make adjustments if I need to in case something's not working. And I think 20 weeks is enough time for me to set everything up.
Now, Adolfo, in the past when you've done competitions, you used a more traditional approach to training and nutrition, correct?
Yes. My first competition, I did the basic. When I first started, I did the basic, you know, start off with, you know, high protein, high carbohydrates, and always low fat, and then, you know, gradually just drop the carbohydrates, increase the protein, and still keep everything low fat. And then after that, I started, you know, when I read Dr. Mauro DiPasquale's Anabolic Solution, I started using that as my contest prep, and I really enjoyed using that a lot also. And then from then to here we are now. So
okay, now this time around, you are doing some very radical things. First of all, are you not doing intermittent fasting?
Yes, I am going to be doing that for my prep.
Have you been doing it? Have you been doing it? Have you been doing any fasting at this point in time now already?
Last month, August, I was thinking about it because I was just kind of contemplating and what I was going to do and how I was going to set up my prep. And then, you know, I just, for some reason, intermittent fasting came to mind, and I guess somebody planted the seed in my head. I don't know where I got it from, maybe just looking at different sites, but I was just really intrigued about it, and I kind of was like, okay, let's see. And I know I was talking to Professor Adele about it, and I started experimenting with it about just last month. So for a month now, I've been toying around with it.
Okay, now Dr. Andro, there's a lot of evidence out there. First of all, when we talk about fasting as a modality for body recomposition and performance, we have to pay some form of tribute to Ori Hofmeckler, who has been just talking about the benefits of fasting for well over a decade now. There's a lot of people out there just recently, more so, that are coming out and saying that fasting, and especially training fasted, is very dangerous and irresponsible. Do you find any evidence that there is DNA damage that occurs during fasting or training while fasted?
I think Peter Rouse said something like that, but personally I have not come across any evidence that it is really dangerous or even detrimental to your DNA structure, because you can find a lot of studies. Of course, it is still a matter of debate whether you will burn more fat or less fat when you train fasted. But only pretty recently we have seen a study which clearly showed that protein synthesis did not even diminish when people trained glycogen depleted. It was a pretty interesting protocol where the people trained in a fasted state, and what's more was that the day before they selectively depleted the glycogen from one of their legs, and then the scientists measured exactly within the different legs how much protein was rebuilt into the muscle, and the protein synthesis was about the same in the glycogen depleted, completely depleted leg and in the normal leg.
Now, I have to ask you a question, because we actually talked about the phenomenon of protein synthetic response during training fasted with, I believe, Dr. Stuart Phillips from McMaster University over a year or so ago. Was it his group that did this last study as well?
No, he was not. I think some of his researchers were part of or advising the person who did this research. The actual study came from Australia this time.
Okay.
But I think that his group, or Phillips' group, had done a similar study before with similar results. This one was kind of a refined repetition of this study. And again, it found that the protein synthesis is basically triggered by the training and not by the nutrition, or at least not by the nutritional status before you train. And in both cases, both studies, in the Phillips study as well as in this recent study, the main point was that when you take in a decent post-workout meal, in this case a protein shake, also along with some carbohydrates, the muscle protein synthetic response was identical.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen as well. And also, one would have to wonder if there really is a change in DNA structure from fasting when, you know, we always, it's very novel today to point to our ancestral lineage, Paleolithic or whatever, to say, oh, this is the way we should eat, this is the way we should live, and we know that those humans fasted, not by choice quite often, but because of the availability of food. They could go days without eating before they found food again. So it obviously is a capacity of ours as humans to go without food for periods of time, while it's not commonplace in today. Okay, so with Adelfo, back to you for a second. Are you afraid about fasting? When I talk to competitors, I once talked to PJ Braun about the research on fasting, and I said, PJ, if you could figure out the how to utilize fasting with a more traditional bodybuilding regimen, you might be able to come in more shredded than anybody else and more muscular than anybody else. And PJ, I recall him saying, you know, it just scares me not to eat for that long of a time. It's catabolic. And even though we know it's not catabolic, something about us says, no, I shouldn't do this. Are you afraid about fasting, that you're going to make progress and all of a sudden lose it all from the fasting portion of it?
You know, actually, no, I'm not afraid of it. I actually, after reading, you know, the studies and the research that Adele puts on his blog and from other places, I mean, it makes sense. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm really open-minded, so I like to try anything, you know, once. And if it works for me, it does. If it doesn't, then hey, I won't do it again. But no, I'm not afraid of losing any muscle or that. I mean, I've been doing it for a month, so far I haven't noticed any muscle tissue loss or, you know, loss in strength or anything like that. So no, I actually think it's going to improve my conditioning.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking more with Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro about the upcoming competition and what he's doing differently, his progress. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no calorie, no carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Tomorrow is Friday. You know what that means? The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo will be in the studio with me. Dr. Andro named her the first lady of the Superhuman Radio Empire. I like that. We've got a great show planned for you tomorrow. Okay. We're talking with Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro about Adelfo's preparation for the upcoming wheelchair bodybuilding competition. Let's talk a little bit more about intermittent fasting. And you have a blog post today, Dr. Andro, where I believe you actually talk about Adelfo's upcoming endeavor into what you like to call famine. Why are you calling it famine? Is there a lot of research on the effects of famine on the human body?
Well, actually, I must clarify something, because the blog posts in the series are actually written, well, I'm editing them, but they are written by Adelfo himself.
Oh, I'm so sorry, okay.
So he's on his progress, and I'm just giving him the platform to do so. But I can, nevertheless, the famine is actually an idea Adelfo picked up when you read Rob Redger's Blueprint, where this idea comes up that when you really, well, it's not really starving yourself, but if you reduce your calorie intake to a level below 1,000 calories per day, and you also reduce your protein intake, so both things usually bodybuilders would not do, then you can trigger a new signal. So the idea is to reset the protein synthetic system and to reset the metabolism, to give your digestive tract and digestive system a rest or time to rest, and then to kickstart or to really kickstart your contest preparation. And this was the idea, this was an idea Adelfo picked up when you read Rob Rigger's Blueprint. And what I want to add is I'm particularly impressed on how keen Adelfo is on picking up all those good ideas other people have. And he's not somebody who's going to you and ask you, Dr. Andro, tell me what I have to do. And no matter what I'm telling him, he will think about it and decide on his own. And this is what I like about him. He's not someone who wants it. He wants advice, but he wants to make his own decisions, and he's always asking all the people he knows that are versed in the topic, and he's doing research on Google and on the sources he can get to, and then he's making a real educated decision on his own.
Okay, Adelfo, I'm going to put this question to you next then. For that, I was actually originally going to ask this question to Dr. Andro, and I'll have him chime in later. Do you think that utilizing the technique of fasting and famine to stimulate insulin sensitivity, to stimulate the protein synthetic response, and to repartition by reducing body fat simultaneously, do you think that there's any place for this type of a nutritional protocol in the world of the drug-using bodybuilder who is hypermuscular? I'm talking about 260, 270 pounds, you know, at 2-3% body fat. Or do you think that when you get to that extreme, fasting, intermittent fasting would not necessarily give that bodybuilder the edge because of the sheer amount of protein and calories that they must eat and the drugs that they're using?
To be honest, Carl, I have no idea, like, with how, like, anabolics, with when you're dealing with performance-enhancing drugs, I really don't know how that works in combination, because I know they may have to do something different with the way they, you know, they have to balance out their fluid intakes. I'm not really keen on like, performance-enhancing drugs, so, but I know that I'm pretty sure it's a different ballgame when you go up to those levels, so I'm not particularly sure if what I'm, you know, the low-level guy like me is doing, it would work for somebody like, you know, Phil Heath or Jay Cutler. I kind of really can't answer that for you.
Well, Professor Andro, then let me turn the question to you. Let me reframe it a little bit. Dave Pulcinella At the time that he's ready to step on stage, ripped to shreds, single-digit body fat, well over 250 pounds, he is eating 8,000 calories a day, as I recall, and he builds up to that. Do you think that fasting could do anything for a guy once you reach that extreme?
I think it could be beneficial for his health, at least.
Okay.
Because apart from the series where Adolfo is blogging about his progress in his contest prep, I'm running a short weekly update that's called Intermittent Thoughts and Intermittent Fasting. And in this series, I've learned quite a bunch of things about fasting myself, because every week I sit down, usually on Sunday, and I start digging and I start writing what I'm finding. And so it's not really planned, but in the course of this research, I have more and more come to the conclusion that a major problem, not only for a bodybuilder, but in general in our society, is that due to the fact that we have constantly available high-energy foods, and we are overexpressing the what a bodybuilder actually is looking for, the mTOR pathway. We are expressing, even a normal person has little time where he is not in the sort of digestive or postprandial mode where the mTOR pathway is still working. And actually there is, in nature you have always a balance between at least two different factors. And in this case, this is AMK and mTOR. And if you're overexpressing one pathway, you don't give your body enough time to repair, to reset. And therefore, I would think even a guy at this level could benefit from doing an intermittent fast, at least. I don't think he would have to do this famine fasting, this detox-type fasting. But if you give your body a rest, even if it's only 16 hours without food, I would really be astonished if anyone would lose qualitative muscle mass within these 16 hours. It could be that especially one of these bigger guys, he feels that he's running flat. But this is a major difference, feeling flat or running flat or really losing effectively muscle tissue.
Because the feeling flat or running flat tends to have as a result of the loss of muscular glycogen, which can be replenished with one meal.
Yeah, and even it may also be a loss of protein stored in the muscle tissues, but this is also restored within one meal, because it's not the muscle is losing some of the protein, but it can be replenished, and I don't think that those guys would have a problem if they couldn't eat for 16 hours. Of course, when drugs come into play, they could go hypoglycemic or stuff like that. But I think most of the listeners are not taking tons of performance-enhancing drugs, and therefore I would say that for almost all of them, an intermittent fast could be beneficial or could at least be worth a try, because we see astonishing results, especially when it comes to dieting down. And I think a major factor is that you really force your body in those usually 16 hours where you do not eat to go or to dig into the into its fat reserves. And this works particularly well when you start fasting just after you woke up in the morning, so that your last meal is before you go to bed. And when you are waking up, your body is already primed to use fat as a fuel source. And therefore, this is also related to the good old myth that the most important meal is breakfast, and that especially with breakfast, you should have so much carbs as possible, because this is just bullshit. When you wake up, you are primed to feed on your stores, because you have been starving, quote unquote, starving the whole night, and so to extend this period could be, in my mind, is very beneficial, especially if you want to lose weight.
This is how I fast as well. And I learned this after doing a show two years ago, maybe longer, with Dr. McCarty from Mexico, who did some two nice studies on training while fasted. And most people begin their fast not including sleep. But the best way to fast is if you want to fast for a certain number of hours, maybe your last meal is at 6 p.m. in the evening. If you want to fast for 24 hours, for say, make your last meal 6 or 7 p.m. in the evening and don't eat again until the following day around 5 p.m. That means that you're sleeping for 8 to 9 hours of your fast. So your sense of perceived hunger is negated by the 8 or 9 hours that you're just not awake.
Yeah, that's one factor. And when you're rising, you are already used for, or you have already used for a few hours your stores, and therefore you are not so hungry as you would be when you have breakfast and then run around the whole day fasting. Then you are starving and you cannot sleep. You cannot even sleep, and sleep is very important. So I personally would always recommend to postpone your meals to the evening and do your fast this way, as you described just about a minute ago.
Now, we have to go into another break here. Actually, what I'm going to do is take the break early, because when I come back, I want to talk to Adelfo about using the blueprint for his training method. We're talking with Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro about Adelfo's upcoming competition. You can read Adelfo's blog by going to Dr. Andro's blog, which is Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. Dr. Andro, I say this with the sincerest praise, writes some of the single best blogs I've ever seen anywhere. His blogs look like professionally written articles that you would find in major magazines. The work that he puts into his blogs are unsurpassed. If you are not reading the Subversity blog, you're missing out on an amazingly wonderful resource. Again, it is Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the Subversity banner ad. We'll be right back.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to
IronMagLabs.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, I've been training regularly. I've been in the gym. I'm doing my early morning cardio again. I'm doing the things that I know that my body loves. I got out of the gym today, and I'm starting to get that feeling when I walk out of the gym where I feel like King Kong. It's a wonderful feeling when your workouts exhilarate you. And I trained very, very hard today. But yet when I left the gym, I just remembered that feeling. I remember that feeling early on when I was training like a power lifter, walking out of the gym and feeling so strong and so vibrant, and it's coming back. If there's any reason that you're not getting into the gym and training regularly, whatever life has thrown in your way, you must push it aside. You must get into the gym. You must train. It is part of the human condition. You will feel so much better, I promise you. Oh, I hope that's a little motivating for those of you who are not able to get on track like I was for a while. My guest today, Adelfo Cerame and Dr. Andro, we're talking about Adelfo's upcoming competition. Adelfo, you are now using the blueprint. How do you like it?
I like it. I like it a lot. A lot of very good information in that book, and there's a couple things I was able to, you know, to pick apart, and also you know, I got in contact with Rob, and you know, he helped me a lot too in being able to, you know, kind of see how I could improve my training.
Now, tell me about the type of training because I'm actually going to start doing the blueprint. Elisa and I are going to start doing it this week. Okay. Give me a snapshot of like a chest day or a shoulder day give me a snapshot of the workout that you do now that you're using the blueprint. Pick a body part.
Last night I did my chest and back, which is basically the basic parts that I'm going to be doing ever since, because the blueprint kind of just cuts it down to, just makes it simple and just cuts it down to just the simple, the basic body parts. And you just hammer those out. Just it's fast and it's intense.
Okay, so tell me what you've done for chest and back yesterday.
Okay, I did incline dumbbell presses, supersetted with dumbbell rows. I go for about as heavy as I can for 4 to 6 reps. So with the dumbbells, I was repping about for the incline dumbbells about 90 pounds on each. Trying to work my way up to 100. And then right after that, I drop it and then, you know, kind of untie myself from the incline bench and then go over and do some dumbbell rows with about 60 pounds on each. And I just keep rotating and rotating for 20 minutes and rest if need be. And, you know, yeah, I get pretty tunnel vision when I work out, so I try to rest as less as possible. And just for those whole 20 minutes, I'm just cycling through the reps, trying to bang out reps.
Now, do you train with a partner?
Yes.
Okay, so what about the static holds that are espoused in the in Rob Regish's blueprint? How do you use the statics? Do you use them before you do a movement, after? How are they done?
I use them pre. Like, I do I do 2 to 3 EDT EDT exercises, and in between each one, before I start an EDT, I do static holds.
So, like, for let's say for back, what would you do? Show me how. To give me the lineup of the static hold that you would do. Would you do a pull down static?
I would actually go to like a hammer strength. That's where I usually, for me, I do all my static holds because it's a lot safer and it's a lot more transferable for me. I could transfer to hammer strength machines. But for a back static hold, I'd go to the hammer strength high rows and just kind of load it up, probably about 20% of my one rep max, and just hold it down, and then about 5 to 15 seconds, and just try to hold that static hold.
Dr. Andrew, have you had a chance to review the blueprint?
I must say that I'm so busy these days that I have not had the chance to read the whole book. I've just skimmed over it, and maybe I can chime in on the static holds
please,
with a physicist perspective, because I think most people would say that holding up a dumbbell is sissy work, or it's not really training. But if you look at it from a physical perspective, then in the course of let's say a dumbbell curl, during the curl itself, you apply the greatest force at the bottom. And even if you are not a real cheater, then in the course of raising the bar, you do not really apply as much force as you would apply if you stopped at the middle of the movement and just did a static hold. Because during the hold, you have to resist the gravity all the time. So the force you are applying is not as great as it would be at the bottom of the position when you really fire the barbell up, but it is probably much greater than in the course of the dynamic movement. And what's more is that all your neurons are firing while you are holding the barbell up and resisting the gravity. And I think while we do not really understand the connections between those neuronal activations and the following hypertrophic response, it is certainly very important. And you also see this in the gym very often, that people who have who are pretty strong, or at least lift very heavy weights, but don't have a good form, they don't gain weight, or they don't gain muscle.
Right.
And one of the reasons, I think, is that they do not activate their muscles for long enough time, because they are firing just for about half a second at the bottom of the movement, and the rest is
momentum driven. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, static holds have been forgotten to a great degree. The premise behind Charles Atlas's dynamic tension, having one side of the body fight against the other side of the body, really is based in static contraction. And a lot of people have had great success with static contraction, but the problem with static contractions, I believe, is, as you so eloquently point out, Dr. Andrew, people don't feel like they're working unless the weight is moving. But I have, since reading the blueprint, I have started incorporating static contractions in to my workouts at the beginning of the workout to kind of pre-exhaust, for lack of better terms, the muscle while it's still at its strongest before I've actually done a particular movement. Like this morning I did an EDT-esque type program for my chest and my back, and I was doing hammer strength rows followed with hammer wide presses. And the first movement, and I got in and I loaded it, and I pushed out or pulled back, and I held that contraction until my body started to quake and quiver, and I couldn't hold it anymore, and I let it go. And then I went ahead and did my set, and I did that at the beginning of each set. So I couldn't train for time today because the static hold ate up so much of my time. So instead I trained for sets. I did 8 sets of each. But at the very, very beginning of each set, I would get all the way into the bottom of the movement or the most contracted portion of the movement, and I would just hold it there until I couldn't hold it anymore, and then I would begin my set. And I have to tell you, I don't get sore as much anymore as I used to, because I have been training for so long, but today I'm sore immediately after my workout. So something happened.
Yeah, your neurons have been firing all the time. And I would advise everyone who's using those large dumbbells for side raises and who thinks that that static holds are for sissies, he should try to use his usual weight for just one static hold with side raises or dumbbell side raises with his usual weight. And he will see that this is not for sissies.
Yeah, no,
because
absolutely.
Holding the dumbbells up high in the contracted position for side raises is really hard because most people just rock them up and let them fall down.
Yeah, yeah, and that's another argument for the importance of controlling the eccentric, because like the static hold, the eccentric portion of the movement is where the muscle is most compromised. The muscle is at its strongest when the fibers are shortening, and at its weakest when the fibers are trying to lengthen under a load. And you get the greatest degree of muscle trauma when you are in the eccentric. Ask anyone who runs often what happens to them when they run downhill. The next day, your quads are insanely painful because of all the damage that you've done, because the muscles are at their weakest when they are lengthening.
Yeah.
So
No,
that's it. That's all I was going to say.
Okay. For people who do not like to do those static holds in between sets or before their workouts, you can also incorporate them into a normal set. For example, usually you would do 21s. I think people will know 21s, this biceps exercise.
Right.
Where you seven in the half upper position, seven in the half lower position, and seven whole biceps curls. You could, for example, do a static hold in between each at the middle contracted position, and thusly incorporate static holds into a usual workout. Or if you're doing the lat pull downs, you can pull down and do a static hold, then return the bar up, do two normal repetitions, and do another static hold. Thus, you are really shocking your muscle and
Dr. Andrew, do you think there's
an impulse for it to grow?
I'm sorry. Do you think that there's any only reason I'm rushing? I'm trying to keep this in this segment here. Do you think that there's any advantage to altering where you stop in the static hold? Do you think there's any advantage to the shaping of the muscle or anything like that?
I don't think that you can shape the muscle, but in general, I'm always in favor of variation, because this is what really causes adaptation, and adaptation is muscle growth and is progress.
Okay. All right. We're going to take our last commercial break for this segment. When we come back, I want to talk to Adolfo about his current stats, where he is and where he hopes to be for the competition. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Either that or she's upside down on the pole. That's when I grab the knot, throw it up in the sky. Let it come down slow, watch it all fly.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Unfortunately, they tried to make her go to rehab. Too bad it wasn't successful. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have Mike Mahler on talking about leptin. And we play into this role, discussion of leptin, when we talk about intermittent fasting. Because one of the hormones that becomes stabilized during intermittent fasting and periodic fasting is leptin. We'll talk more about that later. Okay, Adelfo, where are you physically right now as far as musculature and body fat goes?
Right now, I actually just weighed myself 2 weeks ago. I found a place that actually has a horse scale that I could hop on with my wheelchair. It's right now I'm weighing about 149.5. My body fat is at 13.4.
Cool.
Waist is after the famine it was 32, now it's 31. Arms are at 17. Chest is at 42, and one thing I have to mention about the arms, before they were about 16.5, and then ever since I, after listening to Josh Trinitine and Randy Roach in your show maybe a couple of months back,
right,
about raw foods, I started experimenting with it, and then I was doing it for a couple months, and then I retook measurements, and that's how I was able. My arms finally hit 17, so.
What was it about that show? What raw foods did you start to introduce?
Just the raw meat, raw grass fed beef, raw milk.
How do you like the raw milk?
Raw milk is real good. I mean, I really wasn't a fan of regular milk even before, just because I wasn't a fan of dairy. And then ever since I tried raw milk, I mean, it tastes really good.
Yeah.
And I don't think if I had to, I don't think I would ever pay for pasteurized again.
Yeah, so. No, I know. There's no comparison. Isn't it amazing? One of the best kept secrets in the world. And the reason that the secret is kept is because the dairy industry doesn't want to lose their revenue to local farmers. One of the best kept secrets in the world, a food, the only thing that was created as a food by nature is milk. And raw and pasteurized milk is the best. So I'm glad to hear that you got something out of that. So what are you?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to use it into my contest prep. Usually, I don't know in the last blog that I mentioned on Subversity, I used to be always scared of dairy just because, you know, I'd hear the bro science that, oh, don't drink dairy because it smooths you out. And, you know, so that's why I've always stayed away from dairy. But ever since I started drinking, you know, raw milk or raw cheddar, you know, and, and all that stuff, I don't notice any type of, you know, my muscle smoothing or anything like that. At most, I mean, I'm actually, you know, getting a little more dense and, you know, putting more size on me, so.
That's exciting. So what is your, ultimately, if you could wave a wand and everything would work the way you want it to work, what would your stats be and what would your body fat be when it's time for you to roll on stage?
Let's see. I'd like to keep my weight as close to what it is now. Maybe it'd probably go down to maybe 140, 143, but I'd like to keep it as close as to 150 as I can. Body fat, I'd like it in the low single digits, maybe 3-4% if I could go lower.
Okay.
Waist usually around 28, and usually my arms and chest measurements still stay the same around.
Okay.
When I
so basically what you're hoping to do is whatever size you have right now, whatever portion of it is made from subcutaneous fat, that will just be replaced by muscle. So you'll maintain these dimensions, but you'll get down below into the single digits of body fat.
Yes. And basically, I my goal, and I know I was telling Adele about it too, is I want to come in showing up like an anatomy chart. So
yeah, right. Like Ben White used to say, you could see his heart beating from the first row. So yeah, exactly. Adele, do you think it's possible using the techniques that Adelfo is using to do this in the time frame he wants to do it?
I think he's a smart guy, and he's so determined that I'm absolutely convinced that he can do it. And he's on the right track, and I think he has taken his time, or he's planned his contest prep very well. And it's also smart to take your time to diet down, because this is the way to lose fat and not to lose muscle. And the way he's approaching it, he's so meticulous, and he's a real technician. He's logging everything and calculating his calories, and this is something that is, of course, important when you're preparing for a contest. I know that on Superhuman Radio, we often hear that it's more important to look for quality nutrients than to look on the quantity of what you eat. But if you are preparing for a contest and you want to reach this anatomy chart level of physique, and especially if you're doing this completely natural, as Adelfo does, then you will have to calculate your calories, and you will have to revamp your diet and your training every week. You will have to see how your body develops and how it's reacting. And I think he's exactly on the right track, and using raw foods, and especially this good combination of raw healthy foods and normal healthy foods and supplements. This is what I particularly like about Adelfo's approach, because you often have people who either say, I don't use any supplements, I'm only eating healthy food and that's working for me, or you have the other extreme, which are people who are living off supplements and wondering why they don't make any gains or they don't lose any fat, because it's not working this way. A supplement is meant to supplement your diet. That is in addition to a natural and to a healthy diet, but this must be the basic. And I think Adelfo has covered all the bases, and he's training hard, and he's so determined that I think there's nothing that will stop him in the weeks to come.
That's wonderful. And so every Thursday, Adelfo, you update your blog at subversity.blogspot.com?
Yeah, basically I just I email my updates and, you know, a weekly write-up to Professor to Dr. Andro, and then he just kind of puts the science behind it.
Yeah, okay. One last question. When you did the original show on Superhuman Radio, which really got you a lot of fanfare, I know a lot of people had a visceral response to your story, your determination, your heroic attitude about life in general. I think you mentioned that you had a girlfriend at that time, didn't you?
No girlfriend.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Then I misunderstood. I was going to ask you if she is dealing well with your competition prep, because obviously you have to be very rigid with your lifestyle when you're preparing for competition. How is your family embracing this? Are you getting lots of support, or do you have people saying, Adelfo, why are you doing this? You know, it's so much work.
No, they actually, everybody actually supports me. I mean, sometimes they think I'm just crazy and nuts when I try different things, like when I started, you know, doing raw foods. And they just look at me like, whoa. I mean, they don't, like, you know, kind of talk down on it, or they just kind of look like, whoa, that's crazy. And then, you know, he's like, I don't know, you know, I just get the, I don't know how you do
who,
it.
Who in your family has spoken to you about, you know, eating raw meat? Did anybody say, gee, isn't that dangerous?
Yeah, everybody, you know, just say, hey, you know, like, what about, like, salmonella and stuff like that, and you know, all these other stuff. And, you know, I try to explain to them, you know, it's, I mean, that, you know, the reason that, you know, most of the stuff, because I've noticed I've only got food poisoning from cooked foods.
Me too.
Right. You know, like, you know, if it's already cooked and then it's, you know, put away for a while, and that's when, you know, the bacteria grows, and you know, so I was just saying, and, like, they've seen me eat it for months, or for, like, the past months now, and I keep telling them, see, nothing. I'm not sick. I'm,
you know what's going to happen? It's going to start rubbing off on them, because what happens is, whether or not your relatives choose to ever eat raw foods, they're going to start to see the lies about getting sick from raw foods. And then they're going to start asking the other questions. Well, where is this coming from? And they're going to realize that when you buy high-quality meats that are procured from local sources, animals that live natural lives with natural diets, mm-hmm. you don't have the problems that you do when you buy sick animals who are kept alive by use of antibiotics and other drugs that are raised in CAFOs and slaughtered inhumanely and disgusting conditions. And this is where the disease comes from. The diseases come from the mishandling and the poor animal husbandry tactics of commercial farming.
Yeah, that's what I try to explain to them, even with the raw eggs, you know, I mean, salmonella comes from when, you know, all those chickens are just cooped up and, like, just stepping on their own feces and living
right.
in it. And you know, that's why I try to explain to them, like, cage-free is, they're doing what, you know, they're naturally supposed to
what
do.
What God wants. I know that a lot of people know that I'm not a big religious person. So what nature wanted them to do.
What nature intended. And that's some of the points that I try to explain. I mean, you know, and there's sometimes, like, I post up, you know, pictures on my Facebook, and, you know, I have some friends that are starting to, you know, kind of follow and try it out. Like, I know one of my friends, you know, kind of texts me. He's like, hey, I bought some, you know, like, some organic cage-free eggs, you know, could I use this? And I said, yeah, and, you know, I have people buying raw butter or, you know, going trying to find where raw milk's at. So I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. All right, well, listen, as we get closer, maybe in a couple months we'll touch base with you and Dr. Andrew again about this particular subject, and I'd like to keep the fans abreast of your progress right up to March when we see you on stage. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'll know the exact date probably around February. I'll know the exact date, but I know it's usually mid March.
Do you want to plug any sponsors that are supporting you right now?
The only people that's been helping me out a lot is Dr. Andro from Subversity and Rob Regish, who's helping me out with the blueprint. So.
And so now let me ask you a question. Do you recommend the blueprint to people when they talk about buying a book about training?
Definitely. I used to be the type of person, I relied a lot on just my diet. I just figured, you know, if I'm just going to go to the gym and then just do my, you know, and that's how I've always used to train, is just, you know, nutrition was the basis. It was more important to me than actually training. I mean, training was just as important, but I kind of relied more on my training to enhance my physique, and kind of just training, I did the basics. So I didn't really, I focused more even when I did studying and stuff like that and research, I focused more on the nutrition side and never really got into the fitness or the training side,
but the blueprint by far you feel is a worthy investment for anybody out there.
I would definitely recommend it.
Okay, and then of course, Dr. Andrew, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We have to plan another show with you very shortly. I know there's lots of things that you're working on, but you're also very, very busy with your university teaching schedule as well. You can learn more about Dr. Andrew. I'm telling you, if you've never read Subversity before, you're missing out on something that you'll never find in a magazine, because Dr. Andrew will never sell out. You can go to Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com. Thanks so much for being on the show, guys.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Now, when we go, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have Mike Mahler on, and we're going to be talking about the super hormone leptin. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Bye. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbit Nutrition. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again. Even when you're dieting, find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I should have had this song playing when Dr. Andro was on the show. He could have told me what they were saying. Okay. Leptin, we hear a lot about it. Even more recently, we heard about its linkage to inflammation and arthritis. Controlling leptin seems to be very, very important for a lot more reasons than you may think. We're going to be talking about those reasons today with none other than Mike Mahler. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Great to be back. Thank you.
You know, leptin gets a lot of attention in this day and age on by the mainstream media as a an excuse for people who are fat. Oh, well, you've got a leptin issue, and they talk about leptin like you're a hostage to leptin as opposed to it's something that can be controlled. Can leptin be controlled, Mike?
Yeah, it can definitely be controlled, and it's important that it is controlled because of out of all of the hormones, the entire hormonal orchestra, leptin is the leader. So it's a mistake to look at what I call downstream hormones like testosterone and estrogen and progesterone and try to optimize those individually without optimizing leptin. And leptin controls our metabolic rate, which is just a fancy way of saying energy expenditure. So when leptin is sensitive, when it's optimal, the signal that the brain has is that we have an ample amount of energy, and producing sex hormones, growth hormone, etc. is energy intensive. So when we have that signal that we're in a thriving state, leptin is going to give the signal for those hormones to produce in ample amounts. But when we have the opposite, leptin resistance, just like insulin resistance, where the brain is not getting the signal, then the brain thinks that we're in a survival mode where we don't have enough nutrition, we don't have enough energy, so it puts the brakes on everything. So the thyroid slows down, metabolic rate slows down, and subsequently sex hormones slow down as well.
Okay, so let's talk about leptin for a second. Let's kind of do a leptin for dummies. When does leptin appear? What makes it go away? And what is its relationship to other satiety hormones like ghrelin?
Yeah, well, leptin is in fat cells, and it communicates with the brain. It lets us know when our tank is full. So it's kind of like a fuel gauge in a car. When we go fill up a gas, we know exactly when to shut off. We don't just start filling up and then shut off at some arbitrary point. We know exactly when to shut off, and we know exactly when we should go fill up. We get the signal. So that's how leptin and the opposite hormone, ghrelin, work. Ghrelin, a hunger hormone, which also increases growth hormone big time, so I think it's good to experience some hunger in between meals. But ghrelin lets us know when it's time to eat. And then leptin lets us know when it's time to shut off. So when you don't have ample leptin, or actually not ample leptin, but that leptin sensitivity where the brain
right.
is picking it up, at that point, what happens is that you just keep going. And that's why we hear a lot of people who just say they no matter how much they eat, they're just not satisfied because they're never getting that satiety signal. And they're just in this state of hunger all the time. But the worst part about leptin resistance is that it's a real catch-22. On one hand, you're eating a surplus of calories. You're just eating all day long, and you're still not hungry. You're still not satisfied, but your brain actually thinks you're in a starvation state. Because the brain can only work on perception. It can't see what you look like. It can't see what's going on. So the signal that leptin is giving the brain when it's resistant is that you need to keep on eating because we don't have enough calories in fat reserves to get us through a famine or get us through a difficult time. So even though you're eating a lot, your metabolism slows down. So it's a real catch-22 in the sense that you're eating a ton, but your metabolism is slowing down at the same time, so you're just going to pile on a ton of fat when you're in that situation.
What happens when people, there seems to be some evidence that people can actually have altered sensitivities to leptin actually from periods of starvation. Is intermittent fasting or fasting in general a good thing when you're trying to alter leptin sensitivity or a bad thing?
I think some level of fasting is a good idea. So, for example, taking longer stretches in between each meal. And there's a really good book called Mastering Leptin by Byron Richards. So for any listener that really wants to learn a lot about leptin and how to optimize it, that's a great book. And when you take longer stretches in between each meal, such as 6 hours, 7 hours, you start giving those receptors a break. These receptors are worn out from eating too much of the wrong food, but also eating too often. That's what really causes this leptin resistance in the first place. So I think intermittent fasting can be useful because you're taking those longer stretches and increasing insulin sensitivity, leptin sensitivity, but it's not something that I would necessarily take to the extreme. I think for someone who feels that they're in a leptin resistant state, and basically if you're overweight, you have leptin resistance, so it's very simple. If you're having a hard time losing weight, having a hard time getting satiety from food, taking longer stretches in between each meal will help with that receptor uptake so that once you get that leptin resistance taken care of, you'll find that you start losing weight faster. And this is what I found with a lot of people that are eating 5-6 times a day and just not getting the results they want. You scale them back to 2-3 meals a day, all of a sudden they start losing fat again and feeling better. Energy goes up.
Is it because of the periods of time where the body is, for lack of better terms, hungry, that it starts to alter the leptin?
I think that's part of it, but also I think is you're just giving yourself a break. just like taking a break from working out. If you work out too often, you get worn out. Central nervous system gets fried, and then you just don't respond. Your sensitivity to exercise is not pronounced anymore. So when you have longer stretches, you're just giving your body a much-needed break. Every time you eat, you're wearing out those receptors a little bit more. And most people eat a lot more than they think they do. They may have three meals a day, but they're constantly snacking on stuff, especially junk food. And it's also the wrong foods. When we eat a lot of processed foods and garbage foods, those confuse leptin receptors, and they get worn out from that. A lot of the food that we eat is just entertainment. It's basically entertainment for the mouth. There's no nutritional value whatsoever, so there's nothing for us to extract energy-wise that'll help leptin thrive.
Yeah. What do you have any opinion on the use of ghrelin forms like GHRP6 and GHRP2, which are designed to stimulate a pulse of growth hormone, but also stimulate a sense of hunger, because these are ghrelin forms of peptides. Do you think that the use of GHRPs, growth hormone releasing peptides, have any positive or negative effects on leptin, or no opinion at all?
It's a good question. I mean, I've talked to both Anthony Roberts and Dr. Peter Rouse about that, and Anthony Roberts' experience is that he was just super hungry all the time, like just ravenous hunger. Now, he's not a guy who has leptin resistance, so possibly with someone who has leptin resistance, there may be some balancing out, but that's an interesting question. It could just make a bad situation worse, where you're hungry all the time and not satisfied, and now you're even more hungry. Or it could actually have the opposite for someone who's in leptin resistance. They may get a nice growth hormone boost, and it may help balance things out. So that's an interesting question.
Before we go into this first break, let's kind of
Sure.
pick this apart for a second. We talked a moment ago about the importance of giving the body a break. And when you give the body a break, quite often what happens is ghrelin increases, and this is the signal for hunger, kind of like it's time to fill up the gas tank. Ghrelin would be the E on the gas tank gauge, okay?
Right.
Okay. So if that has a beneficial effect on leptin sensitivity, then one could argue, and obviously wrongly argue, that stimulating that response, whether it be through long periods of fasting or through an injection of GHRP6 could be beneficial.
Yeah, you could. And it's an interesting point. I would like to see more on that. I mean, that could be a very viable option. So I would definitely like to see more info on that.
This may be a question for Dr. Scott Connolly, actually. I think I'm going to email him about that.
Yeah, I think it's a great question for him.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Before we go into the commercial break, I want to make a couple announcements. Mike, you have a seminar coming up in the UK, don't you?
Yeah, I do have a seminar coming up in London. It's actually, it might be sold out, but I'm taking people for the waiting list right now. I won't be back there anytime soon, so this is not something where if you're thinking I'll just catch the next one, you know, there probably won't be a next one next year because I have a busy schedule already.
If you get enough people on the waiting list, can you just expand the venue?
I can do that, or usually there's last-minute cancellations, so usually I'm able to squeeze a few more people in that really want to get in. It's usually not a problem. And I can just get a few extra instructors to help out if the group goes beyond a certain amount. So that shouldn't be an issue. But I won't be getting back there anytime soon. And also have a course coming up in New York City in December and one in Houston in November. And finally, before we go into the commercial break, I've got some specials on supplements. I have a coupon code that will give you 15% off magnesium oil, Power Shot, which is a pre-workout drink, and systemic enzymes, a new product I'm carrying called Exelzyme. So if you put in the coupon code aggressive strength, just one word, aggressive strength, spelled out just like it sounds, that'll give you 15% off.
I want to talk about the systemic enzymes a little bit later in the show also.
Sounds good.
When exactly is the seminar in the UK and where is it?
It's going to be in London and it's going to be the weekend of October 22nd and 3rd. And it'll just be a level one course. Kettlebells and hormone optimization. So I do beginner kettlebell stuff on Saturday, and then I give a hormone optimization lecture during the lunch break. And then at the level two, it's more advanced kettlebell drills, joint mobility stuff. And then I also give a hormone lecture, which is I go into more detail in the intermediate course.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with Mike Mahler. Sorry about that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
We'll be right back.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. My guest this hour, Mike Mahler. We're talking about leptin. Mike, how long does it take for, in your research, for leptin sensitivities to change? Is it something that happens relatively quickly, or is it something that occurs over a long period of time?
I think it can take a long time, but just real quick, I was looking at my notes just to follow up on the growth hormone discussion, and I think that just looking at my notes, there definitely is a correlation between increasing growth hormone and helping drive down leptin resistance. So I think there may be something to what you said with the peptides. I think it would be interesting to see people that are overweight or people that think they have leptin resistance try that out, take the peptides or growth hormone or other strategies to increase growth hormone and see what effect that would have. But also back to your other question, I think it can take a while to get leptin sensitive again. It's just like insulin resistance as well. For some people, it can come pretty fast, especially when you modify the diets, drive down the sugar, increase the healthy fats and protein at each meal, take stuff like arlo-poic acid. similar strategies will work well with leptin, but it's going to take a while, and there's going to be a period of some mental toughness where you have to get good at taking those longer stretches in between each meal. And one thing that really helps, and this is something that Dr. Rouse turned me on to, is that taking a tablespoon of coconut oil, for example, in between each meal works great because it doesn't increase insulin, and it has a lot of medium-chain fatty acids that just fuel the muscles and the cells, the liver, really well. And it's not something that you're going to gorge on. You're not going to have a tablespoon of coconut oil and then go, wow, that tastes so good, and just down the whole bottle.
Actually, I'm one of those guys.
You may be the exception.
Mike, I ate so much coconut oil a couple days ago that I actually finally got sick from it. I'm normally eating. You remember that chocolate candy when we were kids, a chunky?
Yeah.
Right, it has the nuts and the raisins in it.
Right.
I was eating hunks of hardened coconut oil because I keep it in the fridge, like three or four of those one day, and my stomach finally like said, okay, now you're getting a little stupid, and it fought back. But I am in the process of going through a 25-pound jug of coconut oil right now, and I love this stuff. I eat it every single day. And I remember I was at a wedding recently, and there was a physician there who was actually an administrator for a hospital, and we were talking, and I told him. He goes, why do you eat so much coconut oil? It's fat is bad for you. I said, why is it bad for you? He says, it's high caloric. I said, no, it's not. And then Elisa kicked me under the table. And she's like, don't even get into it
now. I've had similar situations where you just don't want to get into that kind of stuff. It'll be a debate, long-out debate, where you have to just explain things at a basic level. But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, he was a really nice guy, and I didn't want to, get into an adversarial discussion with him. But
Right. I understand exactly what you mean.
So most
people with coconut oil, though, it's not something where people love the taste of it. So they're going to find that in between meals is something that actually will satisfy your hunger, give you a nice energy boost, helps with sugar craving. So really everything you would want in a product taken in between meals. Also, according to Charles Pollack, when you take a tablespoon but for four meals, it actually ramps up your metabolism, so you have a higher metabolic rate going into that meal. So that's another use for it
For people who don't believe that coconut oil will ramp up your metabolism, I made the dour mistake of having a hunk of coconut oil right before bed one night, and I could not fall asleep. And I'm not joking.
No, I take it first thing in the morning. Your body temperature goes up.
It's the first thing I eat in the morning, right after my mega dose of probiotic. My stomach is finally back to normal, thanks to Dr. Peter Rouse.
Okay.
He's had me taking a 7-day intensive, 200 billion in the morning and 200 billion in the evening of probiotics, followed by two supplements that are designed to heal the stomach, some very, very large doses of glutamine and coconut oil first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And I got to tell you, I can actually drink coffee now without it making me feel like I'm going to explode with gas. It's amazing.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good sign that your GI tract is really healing. And that actually is a good parlay into what I wanted to get into next, which is the importance of GI tract health for people that have leptin resistance, because the two always go together. If you're overweight, you usually have GI tract issues, and a lot of people have it otherwise. But when you have GI tract issues, you're not extracting the ample amount of nutrition or energy from your food. So the more energy you can extract from your food, the more energy you have for optimal hormone production, leptin optimizing, leptin working perfectly, etc. So when you have GI tract issues, you're kind of in this constant state of inflammation. And the things that really help with GI tract, one, you mentioned already, the probiotics. And I've had people do that as well, go up to 200 billion. Renew Life makes, I don't know which brand you were on, but Renew Life makes a pretty good one. And you want to make sure when you take probiotics that it has inulin in it, or FOS, which helps the probiotics proliferate, stay in the GI tract.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I'm taking. I have powder FOS I'm taking with it.
Yeah. So the probiotics are great. Every once in a while, I'll go up to 200 billion myself when I feel like maybe I've traveled a lot or just ate out too much, where your GI tract doesn't feel optimal. And I'll go on that for a week myself, usually just once a day, and then I'll drop back down to 30 to 50 billion as a daily dose, first thing in the morning every day.
Well, and I want to expand on that just for a second. So hold your following thought.
Sure.
I did an interview with Rob Wolf not too long ago and learned that nighttime during sleep is when the flora in the stomach is actually pruned back, if you will. And this is an ideal time to plant the seeds of probiotics. So I've been taking it a step further. I'm taking the 200 billion right before bed with a Tums, which is nothing more than pharmaceutical grade calcium.
Right.
But the reason I'm doing that is, plus a couple other things that Peter has me taking, I'm doing that because that shuts down all my stomach acid and gives the probiotics a longer time in a more docile environment to take up root in the lining of my stomach, and I really believe that it's been helping.
I've had a few naturopaths tell me the same thing. They recommend taking probiotics right before bedtime for the same reasons, so I think that's a good idea as well. But GI tract issues are just prolific. I mean, a lot of people have it, and they don't even realize they have it because they just think it's normal. All their friends have GI tract issues. They think it's part of just getting older, and that's a big myth. I mean, your GI tract health is critical for everything else. You're not going to have an optimal hormone environment with GI tract issues because you're never getting the ample amount of energy from the food you're eating, and then you're in this high state of inflammation all the time. Your body's constantly fighting that inflammation from the GI tract issues. So probiotics are critical. I really like digestive enzymes with each meal, and I also like hydrochloric acid. We need to make sure we have an acidic environment in the stomach to really digest protein especially. So the combination of those three works really well for people with GI tract issues. And also, there's usually healing that needs to be done as well. So glutamine works really well for healing the GI tract. And also ginger. And there's a really good supplement made by Renew Life called GI Renew, which I think is a great product.
I'm taking that. That's one of the things that Peter sent me.
Good. Perfect. Yeah, that stuff is great. And I get a lot of people on that as well. I use it myself every once in a while, too. I'll take a scoop in the morning and one before bedtime, and I'll cycle that in. And that stuff works wonders. I've seen people that have had IBS for a long time take that and literally get big improvements just in a couple days.
You know what's funny about IBS and other like issues with the digestive system is that people believe their doctors when they tell them the only thing you could do is go on these drugs for the rest of your life. You know,
it's ridiculous.
If you realize that it's the foods you've been eating that have caused these problems, starting out with an elimination diet and learning the protocols to healing the stomach will cure anything that you have wrong with your intestines or your digestive tract.
Yeah, it's very true. And you know what's funny is that with all the political discussions, politicians never talk about issues that are actually useful or that matter.
Yeah, I know.
Masses. And the one being the degrading food supply, how the food supply keeps getting worse and worse, and how companies like Monsanto, who are basically buying off government officials.
No, when you're on the show, Mike, we refer to them as Monsanto. Okay.
Okay.
That's mandatory.
I thought you were going to say we can't talk about them.
No, we exclusively refer to them as Monsanto, not Monsanto.
That's a very accurate way to describe them for sure. But we never hear discussions about the degrading food supply, and we hear all these discussions, oh, let's fight obesity. It's like, well, let's start with actually improving the food supply.
You know what's funny? I don't want to jinx myself, but I actually have been asked to join a panel show on a major news network. That I will announce once the deal is done.
Oh, great.
And one of the things that I spoke about in the information that I am forwarding over to them is talking about healthcare without discussing the problems with our food chain is tantamount to me coming into your home while it's burning to the ground and discussing what color we should paint the walls. It's like the house is burning down. Who gives a flippin' care what color we should paint the walls? We need to put the fire out first.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. This government, either these politicians today are completely corrupt or they are dumb as rocks, and neither one of those are acceptable traits for someone who is running our country. So things have to change. We need someone like Ron Paul and Rand Paul to be out there helping make some decisions, because these guys have not been corrupted yet. They're talking about these things. So anyway, I'm sorry.
Sure. And I think it's important for citizens to take charge as well, meaning that take charge personally and take charge by helping get information out there. Because I think a lot of times we rely on the government too much to do stuff. The government should be doing this. The government should be doing that. And a lot of these things are true. Don't get me wrong. But I never really hear people talk about what they can do or what they should be doing. And I think that's a big problem we have now as well, especially with, and I don't want to go off on a tangent too much, I know we're talking about leptin here, but especially just like with the job situations where people are going, oh, the government needs to do this, I can't find work, et cetera. It's like, well, you need to take charge and create an opportunity. And we see a lot of people doing that, so I hope more people see that example and do that, where they're creating their own businesses.
And you know what, Mike? anybody who wants a job can find a job. And that's, and I know that people are probably listening to me going, yeah, well, you don't understand. Yes, I do. I got fired from a very, very high level job in my 40s with no lateral opportunities whatsoever. So I know what it feels like to be up against the wall with a family and private school tuitions and everything else. But let me tell you something. Everybody that I know who wants a job is working. So
yeah, that's true.
That's and you'll find a way to make money. Okay, one other thing I want to talk about before we go into the break, and that is the discussion of leptin and inflammation. We now know, because of the research that was discussed on my show last week, about the linkage between the inflammatory effects of leptin and arthritis, that leptin is pro-inflammatory in and of itself. So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it?
Well, just like leptin is pro-inflammatory in high levels, so is insulin. So you drive down inflammation by getting insulin sensitivity and leptin sensitivity back. So really the strategies that work for improving insulin sensitivity are really the same strategies that work for improving leptin sensitivity. Lowering inflammation is critical, and that's foremost done through diets and then relaxation strategies, making sure you sleep, high-quality sleep. And frankly, I think that the ability to sleep high quality, to get high quality sleep, to go into that relaxed state every night is a real strong indicator of health, in my opinion. So people that have a really hard time getting to sleep at night, that's a sign that you're really in an imbalanced state, because you should be able to wake up in the morning and have high energy, and very few people have this. I mean, I always ask people at my seminars, how many of you wake up and then within, let's say, 15, 20 minutes, your energy is really good and you're ready to go? And very few people have high energy until they get to their third, fourth cup of coffee in the morning. And then at the same time, they have a very difficult time going to sleep. And this is a clear sign that you're just in a totally imbalanced state.
Okay, look, I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to discuss that a little bit further.
Okay.
This notion of waking up and feeling energetic. We're talking with Mike Mahler. You can learn more about him by going to his website, which is Mike Mahler, MikeMahler.com. Take advantage of what he has. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L. LER.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat burn effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress.
Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You can take advantage of a 15% discount at MikeMahler.com by using the coupon code AGGRESSIVESTRENGTH as one word, just the way it's spelled. Mike, does it have to be caps or does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Aggressive strength. Check it out. Okay, this notion about waking up in the morning and feeling energetic. I have some theories that I want to toy with for a second.
Sure.
Not all of us wake up raring to go. Even myself, during periods of my life more recently, I didn't wake up with energy. I'm a firm believer that the body adapts to whatever you give it. What do you think of that statement before we go forward?
Oh, but definitely. So, I mean, that's why a lot of people get stuck in a rut so easily, is that you just adapt to that and then you just deal with it.
Well, disease manifestation in and of itself is an adaptation to either a poor lifestyle, poor food choices, and so on. So with that being said, that frees us because that means we can push back. We can change what we adapt to. And
yeah.
I would say to people who are not waking up energetic in the morning, force yourself to get up and do some light cardio first thing in the morning. Get out of bed, have your gym shoes and your clothes right there so there's no excuse. Put them on. Walk 10 minutes in one direction, 10 minutes home. If you have to use the outdoors, if you have access to a treadmill or something, do 20 minutes of cardio first thing in the morning. What will happen is your body will start to adapt to this new challenge, and then you will find that you'll wake up energized in the morning before you even step on the treadmill or walk out the door.
I think that's a good point. I mean, the first thing I do in the morning is get hydrated, then I take my dogs for a 2-mile walk, get some fresh air. And I usually wake up looking forward to that. And it's a good way to start my day and get my brain working, get the energy going. I think a mistake a lot of people make is that they're basically always in a relaxed position, meaning they're sleeping, and they get up and they sit down immediately, have breakfast, have their coffee. Then they go to their car, sit down, drive to work, get to work, sit behind a desk. So they're always in that state of low energy anyway. So you're kind of just, you're never really giving yourself an energy boost. But also, if your diet's not optimal and you're not sleeping well, and you have nutritional deficiencies, zinc, magnesium, et cetera, you're really not going to wake up feeling energetic, and you're not going to sleep well at night. When you sleep, when you get deep quality sleep, you tend to wake up feeling energetic. Now, for some people, if they sleep too much, let's say 9 hours or so, this happens to me, I can be a little foggy. I can wake up. Sometimes I do that after a seminar because I need to restore it, but I'll wake up feeling a little groggy. So one thing that works for people is that if you're used to sleeping 8-9 hours and you feel a little bit out of it, try sleeping a little bit less. But that's not the problem most people have. The problem most people have is they're not getting enough sleep. They're not getting the optimal nutrition that their body needs. So they're just burning this candle at both ends, where they're just in this depleted state all the time.
You know, one of the other things that plays a role in sleep is activity during the day.
Very true.
You know, Mike, have you ever had to help a friend maybe clear some land in the backyard or build a house, and you go out on a Saturday morning and you work all day. You put in 8 hours, 9 hours of tough labor, right? And you're exhausted. And you go to sleep and you say, and what do you say? Boy, I'm going to sleep good tonight. And you go home and you go to sleep out of sheer exhaustion. You sleep all night. You wake up in the morning. Your bladder is full. You didn't even get up in the middle of the night to urinate. You're like, holy mackerel, I slept. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I get that after I teach my seminars. I'll teach a 6-8 hour seminar. I'm wiped out, and I sleep. I always sleep better after a course than any other time. A lot of it is, I think, that, like you said, the more energy you actually use during the day, especially physical energy, because that's a lot of nervous energy builds up if you're not doing something physical during the day. And I think a lot of that anxiety comes from that.
This has been scientifically proven by people who study sleep that what it causes is an energy deficit that can only be replenished through sleep. Part of the problem with people and sleep today, I'm sad to say, is that most people don't do enough during the day. They go to the gym in the morning and they work out, and then they spend the rest of the day behind a desk. You know what you need to do? 4 or 5 times a day, drop next to your desk, do 3 sets of 20 push-ups. 4 or 5 times a day, break out of the office and go walk for 20 minutes. 4 or 5 times a day, do something 4 or 5 times a day. Increase your sleep requirement by being more mobile throughout the day. You'll sleep better at night. This is a fact. This has been science and scientifically proven.
No, that's definitely true. And then when you do sleep better and you get into that deep sleep, that's where you're going to actually help restore, get your growth hormone levels up. You're going to help induce insulin sensitivity, leptin sensitivity. So all the things that we've been talking about are really going to be exponated through sleep, and you're going to feel a lot better when you get the
Are there any supplements that are beneficial for increasing leptin sensitivity, to your knowledge?
Yeah, there are. We can get into that now. I've got quite a few listed.
Yeah,
here.
Let's go ahead and do this then. To get back on the clock, let's take an early break. Just a minute and a half early. When we come back, let's discuss the supplements that can benefit you if your goal is to increase leptin sensitivity. We're talking with Mike Mahler. Take advantage of a 15% off coupon. His coupon code is Aggressive Strength. Go to MikeMahler.com. We'll be right back. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I use Mike Mahler's magnesium oil before bed every night. along with my melatonin and my sleep magnet from Earth Pulse. And I sleep so well. I really do. I leave that magnesium oil on, Mike. Is that a mistake? I know a lot of people complain.
I do the same thing. I put it on right before I go to sleep. Stays on all night. And I use it first thing in the morning as well. And I'll just, after I take a shower, so I just leave it on throughout the day.
I rub it on my legs, believe it or not. My ankles and behind my knees. And then I just put my PJs on and go to sleep.
Yeah, bottom of the feet, behind the knees, there are two absorption points.
When I was rubbing it on my feet and then putting socks on to keep it from getting on anything else. But yeah, I put it on before bed, and I noticed that since I've been using it, I definitely the truth about magnesium helping you sleep. It's a reality.
That's the first thing people notice when they take magnesium oil or any good form of magnesium is that they're much more relaxed in the evening, and they can get into that deep sleep much easier.
Yeah. Okay.
That's actually one of the supplements for increasing leptin sensitivity.
Really?
Magnesium. Yeah, because, well, magnesium is really important for getting as much energy from the food that you can. And it's also, as we've talked many times before, critical for insulin sensitivity and function. And like I've said, insulin and leptin really go hand in hand. So improving one improves the other. So anything that helps with insulin sensitivity is going to help with leptin sensitivity as well and get you out of that resistant state. But again, the more energy you can extract from food, the better. The less you're going to need to eat, and the more energy you have for thriving. And that's why I always say we want to be in this state of thriving. We don't want to be in this declined state where we have a low sex drive and just low zeal for life. That's a sign right there that you're not in an optimal hormonal environment, a very clear sign. So the benefits of magnesium go on forever. It helps lower inflammation. But I like the magnesium oil, as we've discussed, is because of the increased absorption. It's been shown to increase DHEA, which is an anti-inflammatory hormone, stress management hormone as well. And that all of those things will also help with leptin resistance because cortisol, high cortisol levels or high stress hormone levels also interfere with optimal leptin function.
Really?
So getting cortisol in check will help big time. And that's where, when we look at cortisol, people are always like, how do we lower cortisol? We have to look at why is cortisol high in the first place? Because cortisol is an anti-inflammatory hormone. It's lowering inflammation. So you have a high level of inflammation, which could be from a variety of things, such as food sensitivities. You're eating foods where you have an immune response to it all day long. And then you're not sleeping well, which will also increase your inflammation. Too much stress at work. Maybe you're trying to work out on top of that, which will also increase inflammation if you're not giving yourself the necessary restoration. So things that help with lowering cortisol actually are like the systemic enzymes I mentioned. Systemic enzymes are just great stuff that my friend Dr. William Wong turned me on to that really help lower inflammation throughout the entire body.
Do systemic enzymes have to be taken with meals or can they be taken around meals?
That's a great question. You want to take it in an empty stomach because if you take it with food, then it just goes, the enzymes will go to digest the food. So you want to take it in between meals, like right before bedtime, first thing in the morning, after working out, on an empty stomach. These are all great times to take it.
Okay, what's the difference between systemic enzymes and digestive enzymes? Are they the same enzymes, but by taking them on an empty stomach, your body, instead of using them for utility purposes, absorbs them and saves them?
That's about correct. And it's also, is the systemic enzymes tend to be much higher dosages, especially of things like bromelain. And the ones that are good are enterically coated caps, so they survive the GI tract.
That's
one thing I really like about Exelzyme, the one I carry, is that you don't have to take anywhere near as much. I mean, some of the other brands out there, like Wobenzyme, a few others that are, Wobenzyme may be enteric coated now, so I'll have to look that up, but back in the day, systemic enzymes, you had to take a ton of it to really get the effect because it would just get, the stomach would just take so much of it. So the enteric coated ones help survive that, so you actually get more where it's needed, and you don't have to take anywhere near as much. So, for example, I used to take a brand where I had to take about 15 caps to notice a difference. With Exelzyme, I take 6 at the most.
Difference do you notice? What do people notice when they increase their systemic enzymes? Because I firmly believe that the enzyme management and replenishment is going to be the last frontier, the last important frontier of the anti-aging movement because we have literally thousands of enzyme cascades that are occurring in our body constantly, and we still don't understand them all. So what is it that you feel when you get your enzyme levels elevated through systemic enzymes?
Well, much less aches and pains. Like I rarely get sore from hard training. I recover much faster. And the thing is, like, if I get overtrained, it's more my central nervous system that's fried rather than my body's beaten up. And especially when I teach seminars, I mean, I teach seminars often back to back where I'll do a level one course on a Saturday, one on a Sunday. Well, I was in Scotland back in February and I just 10-hour flight there, banged out two courses, 10-hour flight back. I mean, usually I would be wiped out after something like that. But I felt great, actually. I wasn't sore at all.
Now, let's explain.
I was ready to train about a day after I got back.
Let's explain why that is. The enzymes in your body are designed to not just detoxify, but to handle metabolic waste products and get them out of the cells as quickly as possible. If you don't have optimal enzyme levels, it's kind of like having a big city but too small of a garbage sanitation department, where the garbage lays around and festers and stinks it up before somebody comes and picks it up. So the enzymes in your body are responsible for eradicating metabolic waste. And metabolic waste occurs all the time just from oxygen utilization. And I mean, your mitochondria, that powerhouse that we always embrace, well, guess what's going out the back door of the powerhouse? All the stuff that it just used to make the power.
Yeah, and in Germany, actually, if someone gets into a car accident, they'll give them systemic enzymes intravenously. That's one of the first things they'll give them when they get them to the hospital. And also, funny enough, is that a lot of women who get breast implants over there, they'll give them the systemic enzymes as well because it lowers the inflammation. And I've actually recommended that to women I know who've gotten implants. They said it made a huge difference to the point where their doctors are going, what are you taking? Because usually the inflammation is really pronounced after the implants are put in. And then from taking the enzymes, it helps lower that a great deal.
How long do you have to take systemic enzymes like that? What's the brand that you carry on MikeMahler.com?
I like Exelzyme. I mean, it's going to vary. Some people notice it in a couple days. Some people notice it the first day. I think everyone notices it the first week if you have the right dosage in. It takes a while to figure out what Dr. Wong calls the activation dose. This is the dose where it kicks into gear for you, and that's going to vary with each person. So I always tell people, start with the lowest dose possible, such as 3 caps a day. Do that for a few days, and if you don't notice any difference, meaning you're still sore or your joints are beaten up, then up the dose, go to about 6 caps a day. You may need to go to 9 or 10. With Exelzyme, I haven't really seen anyone go beyond 10.
Wobenzyme, they used to talk about taking 20 and 30 tablets a day.
Well, Vitalzyme, which is what I used to take and recommend to people, I mean, I had clients that were taking 30 of those a day to get the difference, and it made a big difference, but that's a lot to take, and it's expensive.
Now, is hydrochloric acid also included in these systemic enzymes?
I don't know if hydrochloric acid is in this one, because that's not really something you want to take on an empty stomach.
I was going to say.
That's something you want to take with food, because, I mean, if you take hydrochloric acid on an empty stomach, you're sure going to get this serious burning sensation.
Right, that's why I'm asking you that.
In your stomach, you know? So it's really not something you want in a systemic enzyme product. That's something you want in a good digestion product.
Right.
A good digestive enzyme product.
All right, okay, all right. So if people would increase their systemic enzymes, they'll also increase the sensitivity to leptin, you're saying?
I definitely, because it helps with the inflammation. Inflammation is always going to be a contributing factor, if not a primary factor, to any issue you have. So whether it's pain or disease or GI tract issues, this is all from just inflammation that has gone away, just gone out of control. And again, with cortisol, people always want to look at how to lower cortisol, but we always have to look at why is it high in the first place. And it's usually from lack of sleep, the wrong food choices. Maybe you have a real lame relationship.
You're stressed out.
You know?
Yeah, stressed out.
You're in a bad marriage. You know, it's time to give it to your spouse. What's funny thing is, my Live Life Aggressively book, I've had people read that and tell me that they actually decided to get a divorce after reading that.
How did you feel when they told you that?
I don't know how to feel after something like that. I mean, that's pretty dramatic stuff right there. And I don't think it was just the book. I think the book was kind of like the tipping point. They just needed one more thing for them to get, okay, fine, I'm fed up. I've got to get out of this. I've got to get out of this bad relationship, this abusive relationship. And, I mean, those are the things that people need to address.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some of the listeners right now might be thinking, well, what are these guys talking about? They're supposed to be about leptin sensitivity. But trust me, I say this every time I talk about hormone optimization. If you have a job you hate and you're in a relationship that you can't stand, where your partner walks in the room and that stresses you out, why would you think you're going to be hormonally optimal from just taking a couple supplements or some hormones or a couple workouts? Because the primary causes of stress in your life have not been addressed.
People fail to realize that as an organism, we are not supposed to reproduce when our environment is conveying stress to us.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
That means to our organisms that this is not a good time to bring a child into the world. So what ends up happening is all of our hormones are disrupted because these are messengers. The messengers, when hormones are optimized, the message is you're thriving, procreate, you're healthy, procreate, and that's when you're thriving, right? Okay, but when your environment is sending signals to you, and these signals could be famine. You could be lost in the wilderness. Guess what? If you're lost in the wilderness, your testosterone is dropping because you can't eat. You're panicked. You don't know if you're going to survive. Even though that's when you want your testosterone levels to be highest.
You're not going to have a high sex drive if you're lost in the woods.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to be in the woods going, wow, I'm all alone. Maybe I should, pleasure myself. No, you're like, I'm going to die if I don't get out of here, you know?
Right.
And so these signals from your environment are telling you that life sucks and this is not a good time for you. You probably should just cash in now. That's what it's telling you.
It's also saying we don't want you to contribute to the gene pool because you're going to make it worse.
You're not
going to improve it.
You can't handle your own life. You're not going to be able to raise anybody else. That's the bottom line.
So I know we're running a light on time here, so I'll try to cruise through these supplement recommendations as fast as possible. The next one is acetyl-carnitine, and I'm a big fan of acetyl-carnitine. It helps with androgen receptor uptake, so it really helps you get more use out of sex hormones. It also helps with just getting the signal to the brain, the leptin signal to the brain. So it helps with leptin resistance that way. And acetyl-carnitine, people often notice a perk in their brain as well. You take it pre-workout, you notice you get a better workout. First thing in the morning, gives you some energy. But it really helps get the junk out of your brain and help leptin resistance get in. It actually has some detoxifying benefits there as well. And it also, taken before bedtime, it can increase growth hormone, which helps drive down leptin resistance as well and increase fat. So it's good for energy production. Carnitine, we know, is good for energy. Essential fatty acids are very important, and lowering sugar is also very important. I mean, sugar, I always say that sugar is proof that the devil exists.
Yeah.
So much disease comes from excessive sugar consumption, and even moderate sugar consumption. You're just eating a lot of sugar, that's going to put you in that leptin-resistant state. And I always laugh when I see these moronic shows where they'll say there's no correlation between, I think it was the show The Doctor, there's no correlation between high sugar intake and diabetes or insulin resistance.
Did they really say that on The Doctors?
Yeah. I think they said there's no correlation between from eating sugar and diabetes, which was just absurd. It was just the most moronic thing I've seen in a long time.
Well, let's face it, they're doctors. They're part of the medical orthodoxy, which is designed.
Yeah, but something like that is just so irresponsible. It's just beyond comprehension. It's just idiotic. Okay, so other things here that help. B vitamins, I'm a big fan of, in particular B6, that helps with energy. And I used to get chiropractic adjustments from Dr. Franco Colombo, who many know as a famous bodybuilder, Arnold Schwarzenegger's best friend. And he was very big on taking B6 with protein meals to really help you break down the protein, get that protein synthesis, get as much energy as possible. Also, I like R-lipoic acid. Again, that helps in insulin resistance. That's going to help with leptin resistance as well. Helps increase the glutathione, great antioxidant. So R-lipoic acid taken with meals, especially when you have carbohydrate meals, let's say you go out for a pasta meal or you're having a cheat meal, whatever it is, R-lipoic acid helps with glucose metabolism, so making sure that glucose actually gets utilized for something beneficial rather than just going to stored body fat. So within the glucose metabolism category, I like R-lipoic acid, I like fenugreek, and I also like, those are the two main ones I like there.
Right.
And then we're going to focus on lowering inflammation. So we talked about systemic enzymes, essential fatty acids as a way to help with leptin resistance. Also digestive enzymes to make sure you're getting as much energy from the food. And also, if you have high cortisol levels and you're having a hard time sleeping at night, phosphatidylserine, 400 to 800 milligrams, taken in the evening, will really help you unwind. And anytime, if you're someone who has really high morning cortisol, you've taken a blood test or a saliva test, it's good to get that cortisol. You want to have cortisol levels towards the higher end in the morning, but you don't want to have super high levels. So the phosphatidylserine taken then, if you have super high levels, will help bring that into a good range.
And if they're not high enough, licorice root is very good for stimulating.
Yeah, licorice is good for people with adrenal fatigue. I also like rhodiola for that and Siberian ginseng, Korean ginseng. Those are all good options. Licorice is good for short time periods, such as a week or so. Beyond that, you can start messing with sex hormones. It can actually increase your estrogen and make your testosterone not as active.
Well, the other thing you got to watch out with licorice is it raises blood pressure. So if you're one of those people who's prone to elevated blood pressure, it's not a good choice.
But I've taken licorice from time to time, just for a week, and I mean, that stuff works wonders. When you're in that depleted state where your morning energy is way off, taking some of that licorice, and Charles Poliquin makes a good one, Licorice Supreme, twice a day, that'll actually help reset it where your cortisol is higher during the day and then lower in the evening, and that'll help you sleep at night. So that helps a great deal. Zinc is also very important for leptin resistance. So really just something magnesium, zinc, I mean, these are all no-brainers. But also there's one herb called Ervingia, which is derived from an African mango extract, and that has been shown to work pretty well with overweight people in addressing insulin resistance. I'm not sure exactly what the mechanism is behind that, but it seems about 150 milligrams twice a day with meals seems to work very well for lowering insulin or lowering leptin resistance as well. But again, folks, the big picture here is that you have leptin resistance. It's not because you're eating really well and you're training and you're sleeping well at night. It's from poor diet, poor stress management, and just poor restoration. So you get this, you get the diet optimized. You take longer stretches in between each meal. Try 6 hours to start. And if that's too much, just try a couple of intermittent fasting days throughout the week. But bottom line is you want to give those receptors a break so that they can pick up leptin. You don't have to have a pronounced leptin response to get the ample amount.
Well, interestingly enough, a single bout of fasting, a single 24-hour fast, which is very easy to do if you follow the directions that I've given on the show before where you say you eat your last meal at 6 p.m., and you don't eat another meal till 5 p.m. the next day, which is really not because you're sleeping 8 hours of that anyway.
Yeah, it's not a big deal at all.
A single 24-hour fast, a single 24-hour fast will reset insulin sensitivity for you, reset it completely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so if there's a linkage between insulin sensitivity and leptin, I got to believe it will have a benefit for leptin sensitivity as well.
No question.
All right, well, listen. Mike, thanks for coming on the show today to talk about leptin. Very, very important stuff. You can get 15% off your purchases at MikeMahler.com by using the coupon code AGGRESSIVESTRENGTH. Please visit MikeMahler.com. Remember, I sell nothing, and the sponsors of this show make it possible. Mike, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you very much. Pleasure. Okay. Take care.
And then we also want to thank Professor Andro. I started the music too soon. Sorry about that. We want to also thank Professor Andro for coming on the show with Adelfo Cerami. You can learn more about them at Professor Andro's blog, which is Supversity, supversity.blogspot.com. And also, the blueprint, which Elisa and I will start using later this week and tell you about our success with it. You can get your copy of the blueprint. This is a fantastic training guide. Check it out by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the blueprint banner ad, and let Rob Regish know that you bought the blueprint because you heard about it on Superhuman Radio. Change up your workout, man. It's a great book. All right, we'll see tomorrow with Casual Friday. We're going to have a great show for Casual Friday. See you tomorrow.